Julia here on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. We're streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Also on the My Talk app. And if you're not on the My Talk app yet, go get it right now and register for the Pick Your Prize My Talk app sweepstakes. Starting March 8th through March 25th, we're awarding two winners with $100 each. Those winners are going to be entered into the grand prize drawing for a chance to pick your prize. We got legit prizes like a Sea-Doo watercraft, a family trip to Disney World, and a $10,000 Rosedale shopping spree, and much more. So go get the app. Go now, go now. Lori's here. Brittany's here. I'm Holly. I'm here as well. Get into the gossip.
Yeah.
Get your prizes.
Yeah, get your prizes.
Be eligible for that.
Oh, my gosh. What were we going to talk about? Oh, I know. There's just something, a travel random that I happen to know. Not that I don't know one single person who's planning a trip to China at this time.
No, I don't know either.
But if you are, just know that rectal COVID swabs is the mandatory form of testing for anyone from another country.
What? That can't be.
Well, that's how few people maybe are traveling to China right now. People are just not. They're Zooming China.
Like, is it just because they...
Skyping China, you know?
Do you think that the test alone is a deterrent?
Who knows? Maybe it's a higher accuracy.
It does not seem like the greatest place to get a disease that is based in your lungs.
Yeah, who knows?
That seems wild.
I thought I was going to like a spam site or something.
Yeah,
but that's a real deal.
Yeah, maybe you were on a whole different website.
In Australia, if you're wondering when am I going to get to go to Australia, here's the deal: you should be using a travel agent right now if you're planning on doing like a trip that's not involving like if you're
a lot more
family
steps,
member. Yeah. You know, if you're doing anything with any kind of money or complication, maybe leaving the country and maybe doing, you know, you might be needing different things. I would go with a travel agent because they're going to know what is going on. I fear that people are going to book trips that they can't go on, like Australia.
Yeah.
Right now, Australia, they extended their international travel ban through mid-June, and they said, realistically, we don't expect to open our country up until mid-October.
Wow. So knowing the rules.
Tom Hanks is there because they're filming, you know, but no one. I know people that had trips planned to Australia last spring.
And having,
that they want to, you know, they're like, they still don't know, you know, when they can rebook it and stuff. So just if I would really, before you dip your toe in booking some kind of a vacation deal, think about, you know, having somebody take care of your
Refunds, because refunds and knowing the rules, I think having that third party there is actually really smart.
And then, you know, Mexico, my dad just got back from Puerto Vallarta for the second time, and he's like, they're more, at least in Puerto Vallarta, I don't know what it is in Cancun, but actually I do, because a travel agent friend of mine just got back, but they are making people wear masks, mm-hmm. like in Puerto Vallarta, on the Malecon, at the farmer's market, in the hotels and the restaurants, unless you're eating. They're being very, because they don't want.
No.
They don't have but anyway, the tourism is down like maybe 45%. So people are going there and they're getting in, you know, quickly, and there are good deals and stuff like that. My dad said they came right to the hotel and gave them the antigen, or, you know, the test.
Oh, yeah.
The U.S., you need to get back in if you go outside of the country. And we still can't go to Canada. They're, you know, Canada's out. But and I don't think that they even come here. I don't know that they can get back into their country.
Oh, I see what you're
saying. If they come here. So we might be off the list, you know. But so Europe, we don't know when that's going to open up to Americans, because that is still closed.
Yeah.
And, you know, anyway, so just don't go be booking things for good deals.
Yeah, be careful. Get where you can get a refund. Look into all the rules.
Well, just, yeah, know what's going on.
Yeah.
I feel like there is such a sense of relief. People are planning on things. And my goodness, if you've got like a friend or something, or like Hollywood, you know, you just flew in, you kind of did a driving family member.
Right. I mean, I was very impressed with the whole thing. But, you know, if you're booking a hotel, if you're doing any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, if you're leaving the country, if you're wanting to go, I really like to go to Jamaica. Well, Jamaica requires a test to come in. The Bahamas requires a test.
Knowing all those rules.
And they're just, I don't know.
And even state by state at this point.
Yeah, that's for sure.
New York, I think, just ended there. Because you used to, up until they just ended it, now this is Scout's Honor type of quarantine. It wasn't like Hawaii where they could track you down.
That's wild.
You had to fill out a form. Every visitor, everybody knows where everybody is. But they wanted you to quarantine for like 3 days before you would leave your hotel after you flew or drove into New York from another state. Now, whether or not people did that,
who the hell knows.
But anyway, it's just, I do think like people are kind of getting excited and looking ahead to booking things, but like Europe, maybe you think you want to go there September. As of today, no one is.
Well,
the European Union is not letting anyone in. And so anyway, hopefully, you know, we'll know more like even in another month.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I've read a couple things about the Olympics. And if they're going to happen, and what's that going to look like? Because that's supposed to go down in Tokyo. And they're saying that a lot of people that live in Tokyo don't want people to come there.
Well, of course, it all depends on where is the world in vaccinations.
I know. And the world is what's different. So not just the U.S., the world.
The world. And they could make some kind of a bubble.
Yeah.
You know, with they've done it with other sporting things. They have time, you know, to do that or whatever, because isn't this the delayed Olympics?
Yes, so it's supposed to happen last summer. Yeah. And what's interesting,
they should have been thinking about this last summer.
So, yeah.
Putting together a plan. Well, there's plenty of people to ask because we've seen other sports things. Just, I don't know.
It's a lot of disruption, a lot of money to do the Olympics. So then if they don't have the tourism that comes with it, it might not be worth it for them.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but I really hope I'm not watching TV in July.
Me too.
I hope this is a July that is not like last July where I watched TV in the summer in July. I really hope. And so, you know, I don't even know that people are that jazzed about the Olympics, to tell you the truth.
And my family is very into the Olympics. We have a cousin. We have a cousin who swims for the Olympics. But I'll be honest, and she's been very vocal about it. It's like, whatever, there's greater goods, there's greater issues for sure.
But it always has been a fun event. But I think the Summer Olympics, you know, it would be like more like I would like watch some compilations.
Yeah.
We'll something some at the end of the day that summed a lot of it up.
No, I'm with you. I don't want to be inside. I don't want to be watching. I'm going to be everywhere.
Yeah,
I'm going to be inappropriately everywhere.
I love that, Brittany. All right, listen, we come back. It's going to be Brittany's random thoughts.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
That's all it is. You know, and I've changed him to random thoughts when I do them.
Oh, random. I like that.
Okay. So this is actually, I'm glad Holly's here because it's a very sensitive subject. Holly's known me for a while. We've been on air for a while. And she actually knows I used to be a cat hater. And it's one of my... At some point, cancel culture is going to come for me because I've been on air talking bad things about cats. And I own a cat now. I regret it. Cats are one of my favorite things in the whole world. So I found this story.
Cat smack talk. You regret it.
I regret it. I didn't know how amazing cats were. It's my number one regret. And I have a lot. And that tops it for sure. Okay, this story is... It starts out rough. So there was a fishing boat that caught fire off about 8 miles off the shore on Tuesday. And they had to evacuate all of the humans. And They all were safe. It was lovely. Later, the Navy ran out there to check on the oil that had spilled to make sure there's no issues.
Right.
They saw four cats on this capsized boat. Oh, no. And part of the boat was still on fire.
Where were the people?
The people had been evacuated.
Oh, okay.
So they had been evacuated. The people
left
are safe.
The cats behind her. Well, they didn't even know about
the
cats.
They probably didn't even know about the cats.
They were galley cats. Get it? You guys, galley cats.
Oh, Lori. You need to stop that right meow.
Oh, my goodness. Well, okay. Hold on a second. You need one of these.
Thank you.
So these Navy officers, they saw these cats and they said, all right, it's time for us to step up. They swam out there because they couldn't get the boat close. Swam out there. They let the cats on their backs as they swam to rescue these kitties, these four cats.
Hot Seabees or Navy men.
I know.
With cats on their back. It's too much. I'm swooning.
That's what I said. I told my husband, I was like, listen,
whoa.
I'm pretty faithful, dude, but not in this case. Like,
yeah.
Hot
is that
guy.
A wetsuit that he's wearing?
He's wearing like a life jacket and it's his arm is just thick and
so
beautiful.
Yeah.
And he's hot and he's got a kitty on his back and I am his.
Yeah, the metaphors are many.
Thank God he lives in Thailand because, yeah, this guy, I am very...
Is that where this story is coming from?
Yes, okay. Yeah. So all the cats are safe. They had a viral video of them feeding them milk after. And we're all very thankful. Have you ever wanted your face to look like a burrito?
Well... depends on what's in the burrito.
That's
you know?
A really great answer. So no problem. Elf has teamed up, and you know, Elf is like ELF. They sell in Target. They're really affordable
what
cosmetics.
What does ELF stand for?
Because
this is a very affordable line of cosmetics that's actually pretty decent.
It's
for the
great.
Price.
It's great. I
but
love
what does
them.
ELF mean? That's, why is it called that?
I don't know. Do you know?
Eyes, lips, face.
Oh, girl.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why I like coming here. You guys next level me. I'm going to use that immediately if I can bring any human to Target.
Yeah. Okay, so what is Elf doing?
They teamed up with Chipotle. Of course they did. To make an eyeshadow palette and a couple other things that are burrito based. So you've got your green guacamole. You kind of have your like reddish
yellow bell pepper.
Perfect. They've got like the, you know, like a bean color. They've got some rice in there. And
if
you want
a pretty palette of makeup, depending if you had the right skin tone.
Yes.
I would look sickly in these palettes. I know that. I mean, like it's just.
Yeah, the
those
green
are beautiful colors.
The green could go either way. I think you could either kind of look like Wicked Witch-esque or amazing. Like there's no in between. You'd either kill it or you'd look like you're killing. Yeah. If you want to check it out, that one's on the Low Jace page at mytalk.com.
They're beautiful colors.
I know. I'm just so happy that we can.
Did you guys ever buy like one of those palettes that had like 29 colors or something?
Yes.
I used to get those for Christmas every year.
Okay.
Isn't every it weird? Year. Isn't that weird that that was a present? It always came with like a clear bag, backpack.
That always seemed like it's a present. You're a girl. I'm just buying you a present I think you like because I have no idea, you know.
Well, it was always from Santa.
Oh,
you know,
it
was like Santa brought the eye palettes.
Oh, okay.
And Santa
liked it.
Yeah, Santa understood that sometimes you just need a nice blue eyeshadow.
Yeah.
No, five blue eyeshadows.
Yeah, five.
That's right.
Some matte, some sparkly. He gets it. He's a man of style.
And you still have them in some drawer somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I have to say that if I ever have any girls that I'm doing a stocking for, which I always do, always do buy makeup items, a fresh mascara, maybe a nice new, you know, eye palette.
I know.
An Elf eye palette. You know, I will. It is kind of fun to get that.
Yeah, Santa knows you have to change your mascara every 3 months.
That's right.
And now these eye palettes, they come out with press releases. You've got, you know, these exclusive eye palettes. It's so crazy. I mean, they're not really reinventing new colors, so it's always wild that
it's,
like everybody's waiting in line and
yeah,
all these
it's
things.
Just whatever marketing that
they got me
do on it.
Yeah, ColourPop has Animal Crossing.
Okay, I want
makeup
it
right now.
I'm gonna need that. I got really into Animal Crossing over the summer. Here's something that is a little bittersweet. St. Paul might be bidding farewell to snow days.
What does that even mean?
Okay, so snow obviously is not going anywhere, but now we're in the world where we've already kind of figured out the digital side of it. So instead of saying, you don't have school today, it's, Timmy, get on your Zoom meeting at 8 o'clock.
Okay. School board, everyone's been through enough, so nobody wants to talk about snow days. And next year, when there are snow days, let there be snow days.
100%.
Not be a Zoom day.
Preach!
Yeah, that is just not a good idea. It's the wrong time. Know your audience. Why is this coming out now? There's no need for us to even be talking about this and wasting any energy or being upset. This is a ridiculous story.
I've never been so proud to be on air with somebody in my life. You tell them. You tell the school board. Plus, you can't just help magically make a classroom digital. I can't. My lesson plans in person magically. You know what? No, I'm with you. Give them a snow day. We live in Minnesota.
Next year, if there are snow days, it's hard enough for people to probably figure out what they're going to do with their kids. Maybe they like to have a snow day at home. Everybody likes to have a snow day.
Children need to know the joy of watching daytime network TV while eating donuts. How else are the children going to know the song?
Yeah.
Saturday's all right.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. I couldn't agree with you more.
For this year, fine. I agree because they've missed so much school. Yeah. But starting next year, we're going back to regular business. Starting in like whenever snow days could possibly happen, December.
And so it is said, so it shall be done.
Damn it.
You know, the whole Olivia Rodrigo drama with the license plate or the license, the driver's license song.
Are we talking about Sabrina Carpenter?
Of course we are. She pulled a Mariah Carey when they asked, is the song about
Sabrina?
Sabrina, she said, I actually don't know her at all.
Mariah School of, what else did she say? I'm curious.
She goes, I think we've met once or twice in passing.
Okay, stop right there. Mm-hmm. So that means they know each other. They've been to parties, maybe a dinner party together. Maybe they even went on a double date. This once or twice in passing means much more than what she's saying.
It means that if there's a photo that comes up, she's got her behind covered by that.
Well, I like that because she wants to keep the intrigue going that song isn't about the triangle on High School Musical, the musical, the TV series.
She goes, I've never had a conversation with her, so I don't think I could write a song that was meaningful or emotional about somebody that I don't know. But I think artists should be able to write whatever they want to write about.
This is a beautiful example of somebody paying attention to what the publicist, how they talked about this, how she would answer this question. This is beautiful.
You know what she did? She told us that she was a Low J listener without telling us she's a Low J listener. Thank you, Olivia.
Oh, that's good. Thank you so much, Brittany.
Of course.
All right, listen, when we come back, we are going to clutch our royal pearls. Before them, Palace and Kensington Palace and Clarence House, which each one represents basically the firm.
Yeah.
What we call the firm. Well, maybe not. Yeah, because it's all personal connections. Anyway, the royals are in a tither. We still have 3 days.
I know.
Before Oprah, Meghan, Harry interview airs. And actually, Kensington Palace decided they were going to just like really let the Times have a scoop about the fact that Meghan Markle, as the Duchess of Sussex, was a bully 2.5 years ago to a couple of aides, and I don't know what that has to do with anything except that they're like trying to set up some kind of a thing for what Meghan and Harry are going to say, and then they threw in this crazy jewelry story and tried to say she was supporting the murder of Khashoggi because she wore earrings from Prince whatever his name of Saudi Arabia, and then it turns out those earrings were loaned to her by Queen Elizabeth's keeper of the jewels, Angela Kelly, and they just provide you. You don't tell the royal jewel people, which is Queen Elizabeth and Angela Kelly, what they offer, what you wear. Apparently, there's a whole protocol to jewelry. So then they had that in the story. Like, she was siding with the, it was really,
They got reaching
in the mud.
Yeah.
And smeared her with this story. And I wouldn't be surprised if there were people who did not appreciate the directness and the forthrightness that maybe Meghan has as a person who's a boss, or you're delegating. And apparently nobody told Meghan that when you're a royal person and you have people who work for you for a pittance or not that much money, that you make it seem like you're more of a friend and not really a boss situation. So everything is very maybe relaxed. I don't know what it is, but it wasn't the way Meghan was like, you know, I need one sheet on this charity.
Yeah.
You know, by 2 o'clock this afternoon, I have to see if I'm going to be involved. Or when she was doing her Vogue cover, I can see her being very efficient. She ran her website, TIG.
Yeah.
Which was kind of successful. I mean, do you agree with that, Holly, that she knew, like, she as a business person, actress, she seemed savvy PR-wise. I could see how she would be very direct in what she wanted from people who she thought were there to work for her.
Well, and I'm going to make an assumption, because when you're behind the scenes in Hollywood, that is a tight ship.
Yes.
And people, if you're an assistant in Hollywood, you run a tight ship and the expectations are high. So if what you said, Lori, and I have no way to confirm this, if the way that business is run in the firm is of a more casual nature, well, they might be like, well, the way that work is done might be different.
Yeah.
And so seeing that Meghan Markle, if she was running her own business, she was doing acting, I mean, if she was exposed to that kind of way that business is run, it is incredible.
Yeah.
And the amount of how tight work is
right
in Hollywood.
And I do remember one of the stories that was so, you know, like, really, you're going to get after Meghan Markle? This was honestly the story. I mean, the one that always will kill me is how the British papers got on for her about how she was holding her belly at a playground date with Catherine and the little those little kids, and the way she held her belly and the sunglasses she had on, they just were appalled. But I
mean, it's just wild. I mean, it's wild.
Yeah, but one of the things about what why her nickname was Mean Meg was because she sent emails to staff at 5 a.m. And I thought, okay, you don't look at them till you come to work.
Yes.
No one's telling you to look at your phone the minute. Some people are night owls and they get their inspiration in the morning or whatever. I've never understood when people get hung up about time stuff when it comes to work.
Me too. I'm going to be honest. I have no problem. You can text me anytime you want because my phone is silent from a certain time. So I have no. So the idea of anyone getting upset over an email that somebody sent me at 5 a.m.
But this is what I'm saying, is that the stretching that went on there, the bending over backward to make her seem mean, that is the thing that you point to, is that she sent an email at 5 a.m.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
You know what I mean?
That is ridiculous.
I mean, I would send Donnie stuff, you know, like at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night if I happened to come across something. And it was, he didn't ever look at any of my crap until Monday morning.
Of course
he
didn't.
That would be how the grown-up person doesn't say the person sending you is the bully.
No.
You just don't read your work things until you get to in your workspace time.
I was when I worked on a morning show and I'd wake up at 4 and I'd find an interesting article, I'd send that all the time. I'd send them at all hours and not expecting that person to wake up to that.
Well, okay, so by Kensington Palace cooperating and having sources talking to the Times, what they did by saying that she was a bully, and they could cite at least two different people, but if it's all unnamed sources, even though they're pretty sure of the one guy is who's now working for William is one of the sourcing. Now Buckingham Palace had to step forward and say, we're conducting an investigation into Meghan's bullying from 2.5 years ago, which is going to be non-existent. They're going to be...
what are they going to do about it anyways?
Well, the thing is that it Kensington Palace. This is what happens when you're when the Queen is 95.
Yeah.
And she's done these games.
Yeah.
And all this rigmarole, and she is genuinely, this is just my take, she's genuinely fond of Meghan.
Yeah.
And she loves Harry like crazy, but heavy lies the crown. And so her everything will be pointed towards Charles and William. And William is jealous of Harry. It is it's a Shakespearean tragedy, a tale we've seen over and over in the royal family and in other things. You know, he is just jealous, and he does have this whole different.
Yeah. He's a different experience. He's that's a different set of rules. Of
expectation. Yes. And he doesn't have a chance in hell of leaving that musty old thing. But this is the biggest thing to happen to them since, you know, I guess Diana. And, you know, we're going to play this thing. We got another CBS is being brilliant. Okay. They gave us another drop.
I know. They're doling it out.
Another drop. But one of the things that Meghan says in this thing has... Now they're having crisis meetings because she uses a phrase that Princess Diana used as a phrase. And apparently protocol dictates that you don't say these words out loud. And we didn't even know about this phrase until we watched The Crown, I swear.
Oh.
So let's listen to this tease of Oprah and Meghan Markle.
How do you feel about the palace hearing you speak your truth today?
I don't know how they could expect that after all of this time, we would still just be silent if there is an active role that the firm is playing in perpetuating falsehoods about us. And if that comes with risk of losing things, I mean, there's a lot that's been lost already.
There's a loss but that's already been lost, but the two words she says, the firm.
I know.
Okay, and Holly posted an explanation of what the firm is, but basically Princess Diana, in her first big interview that she did, she brought up the firm. My word, she was smeared by the British press. She was called unstable. They reported about her bulimia after that. They got people to talk about suicide. They dug everything. They dug lovers out. You are never supposed to bring up the firm because the firm is, she's very close to speaking specifically about family members themselves. So yeah. This is only going to get more dramatic and dangerous, the poker that these guys are playing, because Queen Elizabeth, this has gotten out from under her.
Absolutely.
And Prince Charles is torn between two sons. So it's really, if they would have just let Harry go in an embracing way, think of how different this all could have been.
100%.
You know, if they had no, I always think about this whenever people think I'm being too radical about my defense of Meghan Markle. And I just think the racial abuse that she's had from day one. But Princess Michael of Kent, who her husband is the first cousin to Queen Elizabeth, and they're like about as old as each other. Mm-hmm. So they've literally known each other for like 90, you know, some years. And she shows up to the first family brunch at Buckingham Palace, where Meghan was meeting the entire family, aka the firm. And she shows up in a blackamoor brooch on her jacket. And do you know what blackamoor is?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so it's a type of jewelry that was very, like, I think the British Commonwealth, they would make these of their countries that they, you know, took over, that they, and they would take, like, the darkest skinned people and have them dressed up very fancy, and they made jewelry, like, of the people, like a half of a person.
Oh.
And it was called blackamoor, and so the faces would be very black, and she wore that. And they got photos of her going in and out of Buckingham Palace. So to me,
yeah,
right there, the fact that Betty, my Queen Elizabeth, couldn't have had somebody go to her and say, take that pin off. But because there's just sort of, we don't do that. We just don't acknowledge it. Everyone is supposed to have a stiff upper lip. But it's very difficult to have a stiff upper lip and ignore racism.
Absolutely.
I say it's impossible. So that's what they're most worried about. And they never needed, they had the greatest opportunity in the world to bring the monarchy to the next level. If somebody could have just told William, it's okay if your brother's more popular, use that to your advantage.
Absolutely. And let him live his life.
But use that to your advantage. Absolutely. You always sell up to the king. Nobody sold up to William. Absolutely. About the benefits of having, you know, like this, a family that looks like the rest of the world.
Absolutely.
And not this old English, you know, stodgy, oh, she's American, she's diverse, she's an actress, and she's got a black mom. You know, I mean, it is race at the bottom, beginning, and middle of
Meghan Markle. You're so right. And honestly, you make this absolutely enthralling. And I have to say that, like, I sat here going, wow, because I'm not that interested in the royals. But you have given me a roller coaster of emotions, and I am here for it. And I am going to watch this interview because of you. Yeah. And the clips are actually, I have to eat my words because I didn't think they'd say anything interesting. But
well,
I was
they
wrong.
Should have. I mean, they have just misplaced this. But I just do wonder. I do want Prince. I do want that guy from The Crown to give us another couple of seasons involving this very Shakespearean storyline. And then, of course, the brothers are bonded and they'll always be brothers, and my God, they walked behind their mom's carriage at her funeral at the age of 12 and 14. Just that's like
you can't,
That you could.
That's forever.
That, yeah. So I think anyway. So I 3 more days. The popcorn's ready.
I'm like goosebumps.
Okay, listen. Okay. We'll be right back with some Hollywood speak.
So what are you trying to say?
Hollywood.
Is the meaning of this?
Holly, this is for you. So in that audio clip that you just played about Meghan Markle and Oprah, and where, you know, she referenced the firm. I don't know how the palace could expect that after all this time we would still just be silent if there's an active role in the active role that the firm is playing in perpetuating falsehoods about us. That's Meghan Markle. Here's Princess Diana. There's an active role that the firm is playing in perpetuating falsehoods about us.
That's 100% deliberate. Because if Harry and Meghan are very strategic in everything they do, down to the last detail, they let subtext speak for itself. Meghan knew exactly what she was doing when she referred to them as the firm and phrasing it in that way.
And do you think they're playing a dangerous game of poker with zero Fs to give? Is where they're coming from?
Well, I don't know what the British royal family at this point, what are they going to do about it? What are they honest to goodness going to be doing about it?
Yeah, I was just telling Brittany that Buckingham Palace is Queen Elizabeth, Clarence House is Prince Charles, and Kensington Palace is Prince William. That's it. You always have to pay see who's what's coming from where with these unnamed sources. But if because now they're very interested in everything they have to say, they're losing their minds. This is how worried they are about it because everything is at stake. And what they did, they really did blow it because this is corporate PR, monarchy 101, business 101. It is always better to keep everybody inside the tent and peeing out. Instead of kicking them out of the tent and have them peeing in.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for them, I'm sorry to put it in that crude manner.
It was lovely.
But they could have kept Harry and Meghan. They could have let them know that they were being seen and heard and would change the royal rota and would not let people have access to all the wonderful royal things that their paper gets if they just kept making up stories. You know, they could have had some consequences and changed how they've done it, and they didn't. And now they've pushed out them, and now they have absolutely zero...
control.
Well, no. This is why Harry left.
Yeah.
And the more they behave like this, they've now gotten in the mud.
Yeah.
by doing the earring story. Now Buckingham Palace, they've made a mess of things. They've just got to be going crazy about that.
Do you think they're holding off for that a bigger story as they get closer?
It's PR amateur hour.
Really? So there's no long game.
No,
there's no
it's
big
short-sighted.
Story.
Wow. It's reactive on the part of how they're handling
this.
That's
what I'm thinking, yeah.
You're talking about the British press and Buckingham Palace.
And the whole everything. They are amateur, short-sighted, and reactive on this, and they're
they
on the wrong side of it. Well, I'm just, they really are because it's so, it shouldn't have gone this way. So, yeah. And someone else who needs some understanding, Alec Baldwin, he's like a teenage girl.
Oh, my goodness.
He's always getting into dumb social media beefs more than anybody. And I hate to disrespect teenage girls with that. But really, is there anyone who is more in and out of social media than Alec Baldwin?
No, his ego is crazy. He thinks he can squash and handle anything with his like brutish mentality.
Yes. He deplatforms himself and says, I'm never coming back.
I know.
And then he comes back like a month later, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Well, the latest, I mean, he is 62 years old and just welcomed his seventh child. And he got mad because he cannot understand why America is letting Gillian Anderson be bi-dialectal and his wife, Hilaria, cannot be bi-lidectal.
Oh,
honey.
Oh, that's great. Oh, honey. Oh, honey. I've seen that man have more mental breakdowns than myself in a mirror. Like, that's not okay.
Well, if you're going to use bilectal, then know that Jillian is the very definition of, because she was raised in America and Britain legitimately.
Yeah.
Like, lived in the U.S. till she was 11, moved to Great Britain, always back and forth ever since. She, Hilaria, was Hillary, and she was raised entirely in Boston and fell in love with Madrid on a vacation.
Also, Gillian Anderson isn't using her bi-dialectalism to sell stuff.
Yes.
Oh, true that.
And Hillary Baldwin is using it to make appearances on the Today Show for her gazpacho recipe.
And he did a video rant, a 10-minute video rant.
Also,
es muy ridiculous, however you say that in Spanish.
That was perfect.
Nailed it.
But I mean, he does a whole video rant comparing her, and then people like yell back at him.
And know your audience. Gillian Anderson is a saint. Leave her out of this. Leave her alone. Okay. Right. She made, she's our treasure. You know who you're pointing your finger at. You're crazy. Take a nap.
I got to give one more to Holly. This is a source, doesn't say who, but it says about William and Kate. They don't wish to elevate this soap opera. It's honestly like watching Elizabeth Hurley in the Royals. It appears Meghan and Harry are listening to no one. Is this a made-up story? Would you say that a little thing of, it's like honestly like watching Elizabeth Hurley and the Royals, is the tell on that just being a flat-out made-up story?
Oh, yeah, of course, because that show, I don't even know if it was big in the UK. That's the United States. That's a made-up story. I mean, because let us remember that one of the stories is that Buckingham Palace, the firm, etc., were trying to get the heat off of William for the affair that he was having with the neighbor.
That's right. That is why the Meghan. He was knee deep in a turnip. I don't know. A toff, I think. Or they called it toff something. You're right. That was a decoy because everyone kind of knew about this open affair.
Yeah.
He was with Queen Elizabeth Equestrian, her main horse guy.
Yeah.
His younger wife. Oh, what about that?
Oh, so many.